Okay, today's the 31st of August, 2009, and I'm in northern Idaho with John Webb, who I was raised with here in Idaho. We've known each other almost 60 years.
Johnny Webb.
And we're with his grandsons, Kurt. How old are you, Kurt? 13?
13.
13? And how about you, Trent? How old
15.
Are you?
15.
Yeah. Okay. We're going to make a few sounds here. What do you think about this? Do you think this is just a wild goose chase, or do you know anything about Bigfoot? Do you think they exist, or what's your opinion?
I don't know what to think about. I mean, the show's on TV. I think they're kind of fake, but I do believe there's something out there.
Okay, and what about you, Kurt?
I'm basically about the same as Trent. I mostly believe that they're fake, but I think there's maybe at least one or two out there.
Yeah. Okay, well, that's great. John, this is mainly farming country here, and I'll put a few pictures on the website too, but it's got these deeply cut canyons that are wooded. What kind of big game do you see here on occasion or hear about?
Well, last few years we've got the elk have returned. We've got a mountain lion, a cougar sighting here the last couple of years, and we've got black bear. We don't have any grizzlies, but black bear, and they're pretty good size. They've got plenty of coyotes, and the wolves have come into existence around here. They were brought in, and they've been propagating rather quickly here the past few years, so we've got pretty common sightings of wolves now.
Okay, and what we have before us, we've got a pretty big canyon that's about 1,000 feet deep, and it's got a year-round source of water. The hillsides are not totally covered in pine, but certain sections are covered with pine. So all we can do is give it a try. And last June here, my wife did find 3 footprints. We're not sure whether they were human or Bigfoot, but they were barefooted in June in a remote area. And that's kind of why I wanted to come up here, was to check that out, and maybe there is something in this area. So what we're going to do tonight is we're going to do a few calls and listen. You know, maybe we can get the coyotes to respond. Then we'll leave the recorders overnight, pick them up tomorrow morning, and see if there's anything on there. Sound like fun, guys?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You bet.
Okay.
Yippee.
What kind of bird is that? Can you hear that?
I do hear it, though.
Auto crickets.
Auto crickets, turn up the bird.
It's not a night one, no.
It's gotta be a bigger one.
The grouse don't make a night noise at night. Okay. It really carries in here too, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. Well, that sound, that could be also a fawn calling for its mom too, because that's what it sounds like.
I wonder. Because it's not any bird I ever heard it sound like.
No, that I'm actually pretty sure about it.
Ooh, ooh, ooh.
Thank you.